All right, listen, welcome to this week's Meeting House Bulletin and Worship Primer for the upcoming Sunday of November the 24th. I'm hoping and praying for you today that your day and that your week will be in a position to give glory to the King of Glory himself. So I want to give you just some quick pointers to this week's bulletin announcements for the Meeting House of Eastside Baptist Church in Twin Falls, Idaho. Our catechism question that we're working on this week is the question, what is sin? The answer, sin is any lack of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. And we find that proof out of 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 that says, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3, 4. Quick highlight of some of this week's bulletins for the Meeting House of Eastside Baptist Church in Twin Falls, Idaho. Just a reminder that every Wednesday night at 6:30, we gather at the Meeting House for prayer, and we invite you to devote yourself to prayer along with the others who will gather together on Wednesday night at 6:30. Also, a reminder of the upcoming doctrinal study to happen on Sunday, December the 8th, along with a fellowship meal that will follow the morning services. And then immediately after the fellowship meal, we'll join ourselves into the doctrinal study. And this month's doctrinal study in December will be the doctrine of the Messiah. This is a call out to all of the clothing sewers, the stitchers, and the masters of fine linens. We need help with putting together some uniforms for our girls in Port-au-Prince, and if you'd be willing to help out and explore that need and that ministry opportunity, why don't you gather at the Meeting House at 3 o'clock on Sunday, November the 24th, to discuss the needs with the other women, and we would appreciate your abilities and your skills that you could give toward that. Renee and I would love to invite you, if you don't already have plans for Thanksgiving Day, we would enjoy gathering with you. We're just going to take over the kitchen down at the Meeting House and set up for a big Thanksgiving feast on Thanksgiving Day. So if you and your household don't already have plans to gather with your family, or your family's so far away that you won't be gathering with extended families, then we'd love to invite you to join us. If you just contact Renee sometime this week or on Sunday, November 24th, that would be great, and we'd be able to put together the plan for the meal on Thanksgiving Day. So the scripture text for this coming Sunday, November 24th, comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 and following. It says this, however, among the mature we do speak a wisdom, but not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. On the contrary, we speak God's hidden wisdom in a mystery, which God predestined before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew it, but if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what has never come into a man's heart is what God has prepared for those who love him. Now God has revealed them to us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the concerns of a man except the spirit of the man that is in him? In the same way, no one knows the concerns of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, in order to know what has been freely given to us by God. We also speak these things, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. But the natural man does not welcome what comes from God's Spirit, because it is foolishness to him. He is not able to know it, since it is evaluated spiritually. The spiritual person, however, can evaluate everything, yet he himself cannot be evaluated by anyone. For who has known the Lord's mind that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Well, listen, it's my longing prayer this week that the Lord will reveal himself to you, and that you'll be a displayer of his glory to all that you come about, and that you'll find yourself constantly speaking of the spiritual things of God and mindful of the work that he's doing in your life. I've been praying for you today. I'll be praying for you this week, praying for your households, praying for your children, praying for our church together. As the Lord allows, this coming Sunday, November the 24th, to come about, it'll be a great hope and great expectation to see you as we gather together on the Lord's Day. May the Lord bless you.